פרק יוד סעיף יוד דלת. עניבה על גבי קשר. To do a bow on a knot. נסבעה לאל בסעיף יוד. שאולי שקשר אחד אין בו איסו כלל. אפילו כוונוסה שישו זמן אורך. משום שקשר אחד אינוי מסקיים. לכן אינוי בגדר קשר כלל. What do you say? It says like this. That if a person does one kesher. Now, what's called one kesher means like when does a double knot, we do one of them. One on top of each other. That means you put one underneath the other one. That is called a kesher echad. A kesher echad is not considered a kesher altogether because it doesn't stay in any circumstances. Doesn't stay. It is not considered a kesher. We also learned that person does a bow is not considered a knot. So we learned two nikudot. First of all, one kesha is not considered anything, and also one bow is not considered anything. There is a machlokes haposkim, what is the loch if you do a knot and then a bow, like one does usually shoes. One does a knot, if it's considered one knot, that's if the underneath, before the bow is considered a knot, one puts it underneath the other string and pulls it on top of it, that's considered a knot. On top of it, one does a bow, but that is the shayla. Do we consider it a knot or not? Yes, Raymond. A knot, which is also, of course. יש אמין, זה כיוון שאני ושמרת על הקשר שלו ייפתח, לכן יש לדין קשר מסכן. What do you say? Some people say, some פוסקים hold, they also bring down, שם למודך, משוינים, yeah, that's what, since the bow helps the knot to stay in place, therefore it is a problem from a knot on Shabbos. ולכן, אם יעשה זו יש לזמן בינוני, הרי זה עושה. Oh, that means, even though there are poskim who say that it's got a problem from a knot, it doesn't have a problem from a maisa uman. It doesn't have a problem for a professional knot. Because a knot which is made with a bow on top of it is not a professional knot. But it may be a knot which is not professional. So according to the Shitz of Rambam, you won't be awesome enough to whatever happens. The whole problem is only, do we say it considers a knot like Shitz of Rashi, that if a man katsar, you would be muta, and as man beinoni, you would be osa. Therefore, a knot which one does on a shoe, first one does a knot, and afterwards one does a bow, some people say it's got a din from a knot. And therefore it is awesome to do it if you do as man beinoni. The Hainu says in brackets, Yose Michov Dalet Shot, or Yose Meshiva Yomim. Come over to the Siv Beis that we had the Machlokes, if it is more than one day, 24 hours, or is it more than 7 days. And then according to this Shita, how is it also? The Yeshem, some people say, that given that Kesha Lachut Eino Kesha, Chin Aniva Lachut Eino Kesha, Lachin Gam Kesha, Gabi Aniva, Eino Begeta Kesha Klau. He says, some people say that since the Kesha, the knot itself is not considered a knot. The bow itself and those are not considered a knot. Therefore, if you got a bow plus a knot, it doesn't make any worse. They hold, given she'efshe latias aniva bekalus, memele yiftach hakesha. If a person would open the bow very easily, because every bow opens very easily, therefore it's also not considered a knot. Therefore, so we've got a machlekes, zeile achroinim, what is the halacha if you've got a bow on top of a knot? That means if one person does shoelaces, that person normally does it with a knot, and afterwards he does it on that bow. There, this is the machlekas, which the poskim say, some poskim take on, that it's considered a knot because the bow holds the knot to be strong, and some poskim say no, since the knot is not considered a knot, and the bow is not considered a knot, so it's not considered you've done anything. Lehalocha, poskim mishnah brura lehachmeh. The Mishnah Berurah takes on the Chumrah. V'lachen ein lazus aniva al gabe zman al gabe kesha l'zman benoini. A person should not do bow on a knot. for a medium time. That means if a person wants to make his shoelaces, let's say halacha lemaisa, a person wants to do his shoelaces. Shoelaces are done with a knot and on top of them a bow. A person should not do that for zman beinoni. What is zman beinoni? Some people say it's already more than 24 hours. Therefore, a person should not, l'chatchila, do his shoelaces on Shabbos with a knot than a bow more than 24 hours. A person should try, a person should go and open it before 24 hours. That is the halacha l'maaseh. Here, a bow on a knot, l'chatchila, Mishnah Berurah takes on, l'hachmir, a person should not do it more than a zman kotzah. When the zman kotzah, we have the machlekes, if it's 24 hours or 7 days. If Tesvov. Kesha al gabe aniva shal gabe hakesha. If you have a knot which is on a bow, which is on a knot. She explains. Sif Tesvov. Na lai makshuas kedakim ba aniva al gabe kesha. A person who does his shoes, you first do a knot and then you do a bow on top of it. Ne the mota liksha shte halulot ho aniva zu bezu be kesha echod. The end of the chlal kesha al gabe kesha shuhuz gil el besef hei she also la fes la fila zman kotsa. Says the Orcha Shabbos a chidush. That if a person has shoelaces and he wants to, after he did the bow on the knot, he wants to take the bow and do another kesha with the bow. It says you're allowed to do that. What's that mean? And what kind of kesha we're talking about? When you take the bow itself, not the end pieces of the bow, not the single pieces of the single string which comes out of the bow. We're talking about taking the bow itself, like a lot of people do it with shoes. They take the bow and they put it inside and make another knot with it. It says Orcha Shabbos that's allowed to be done. Why? Because the bow doesn't stay. Because you can pull out the bow very easily. So now, even if you go and put the bow and make a knot with the double parts of the bow, it will also open up if you pull the string from the bow. So says the Orcha Shabbos, it is also allowed to be done. Oh. Therefore, according to the Orcha Shabbos, the person does a bow on a bow, which is underneath and not like some people do with the shoelaces. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos. The aim that the chlal kesha al gabe kesha, she also lasoys afilu al gabe afilu zman kotsa. I mean, he thought maybe it's considered a double knot. A double knot you're not allowed to do even if it is for less than 24 hours. Why? Because a double knot, we're worried, it's considered a maisa uman. But he says this knot, which is considered a bow on top of a bow, let's call it, with a knot underneath it, he says the bow on top of a bow is not considered a double knot. And therefore you're allowed to do that on Shabbos if one does it for Zman Kotsa. Because if one wants to do it for a Zman Ben Noini more than 24 hours, or according to other shifts, more than 7 days, then you've already got a problem because a bow on top of a knot, we already said you should go and worry about it. But here, we want to know if you're allowed to do it even for a short time, for within 24 hours, maybe it's considered a double knot. Says Orcha Shabbos, it's not considered a double knot. It's considered only one knot on top, a knot which has got a bow on top of it, because you're able to open up the second knot, let's call it, the top knot, with pulling the strings. He says in the footnote, when discussing the case, the second knot after the bow is made with the loops from the knots, not with the strings, except the strings on the side, which after the loop. If you make it with the strings, it's a proper knot. If you make it with the loop, it'll open up if you pull it. The Orcha Shabbos comes along and says you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. He brings down in the footnote that the Shmir Shabbos Kul Chosada says that it's not allowed to be done. You're only the minigoyim not to do it, but the Orcha Shabbos says that you're allowed to do it.